beauty
and the trill. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
You doing a check?
Nope.
Oh.
We do. We live right here, baby.
What's good?
We live, baby. Yeah.
Woo. What a week.
What a week. Oh, excuse my breath. I just had garlic knots.
Oh.
And I didn't pop. I didn't pop in the orbit because I don't care. And I'm about to be hearing all the H words. How you doing?
Hi, Pam.
Hell you talking about? All right. Welcome shit. No, I'm just joking. Welcome to a new episode of Beauty and the Trill.
What's good, y'all? We back.
He is Bizak. And today's episode is entitled, White People Just Don't Get It.
They don't.
Because them niggas don't. Get it, niggas, white people. I'm on a roll today. All right, let's get to this KSA, all right?
What you got?
I'm pissed off. Let me tell y'all something. I don't know if you guys don't know this or it's just new information, whatever. Just make sure you spread it, okay? The fast lane is actually the left lane, okay? So the left lane is the fast lane. It's not for people who do the speed limit, okay? If you want to obey the law, Susie, then get your tail over to that right-hand lane, and you do your 55, girl. You do your 60. But I want to hit my 75, okay? And I can't hit my 75 if your law-abiding tail is just perusing along, or you doing the same exact speed limit as the person in the right-hand lane. You belong over there. Get your tail over there. I'd be so tired. I'd be screaming at the cars. I'd be going crazy in that joint because you want to do 57 in the fast lane, okay? So please tell your mamas, tell your grandmamas, tell your aunties, your uncles, your cousins that the left lane is for the fast drivers. It's the fast lane, even you. Also, if you're going mad slow in the fast lane and then I get over in the right lane trying to pass you and then you speed up, please be ready to pull over because I'm ready to throw hands. Be ready to pull over. Like, once I drive up and I'm side by side to you, I'm going to say, pull over. Pull over. And then we can, you know, we can exchange hands. All right? So, the left lane is the fast lane. KSA. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, nigga.
Oh, you talking to me.
Yeah, I was talking to you.
Oh, yeah,
no,
I got
it. I was talking to you.
I'm right. Good in the fast lane, though.
Oh, good. Good to hear. Yeah, you can't drive either, actually, as I'm thinking about
I can't drive.
Trill cannot drive, y'all. But
yes,
that's
I can.
Whole
I just
nother.
A little reckless.
Yeah,
I get that, though.
A lot reckless. Nigga, I'd be scared in that. Okay, so, no shade. So, there's a Love and Hip Hop star who is, you know, she says she's not coming back. She said it's just too much for her.
I think it's Carly.
I wish it was Carly. Don't we all wish it was Carly? You know that hoe going to stay on that show as long as
she's getting those checks. I got to hand it to her. She's been there for a minute. And she's getting them checks.
She's going to get them checks. No, it's not Carly. It's actually Tommy.
Oh.
Tommy says she's gone.
She's emotional and dramatic anyway.
Yeah.
So she says something real dramatic.
She says it's ripping her family apart. She said it on Instagram Live. She said, quote, "Mom, mama, I ain't want to apologize to my mama." I'm trying to talk like her. "I love my mama with all my motherfucking heart. Everything I got, I work for it and I struggle. Even this motherfucking TV show. That is hard. I ain't going to lie. I've come to the conclusion where I slick don't want to do this anymore. To everybody that's been watching me, to everybody that love the kid and all that, I would not be moving on to the next season. Sorry, baby, I would not be doing this anymore just because me, I'm so motherfucking great that I would never give a mother opportunity to say they did anything for me. And I would never tear my family apart. So I bow out gracefully. I'm good. I did that." End quote.
Okay.
Okay, Tommy. Bye-bye. Well,
good luck in your next endeavors, whatever. What did she do before then?
I don't know. Was in jail. Hope you, I don't know. I don't even know why you was on it. Oh, she was on the show because she was dating Scrap.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. So your storyline has ran out. Bye-bye.
All right, Tommy, we'll holler at you.
So Beyonce is not playing any games. She got her security squad doing drills, nigga. Yes. This is why I love her. She's a perfectionist just like me. She got her security doing drills.
Two-a-days.
Two-a-days.
Yo, Beyonce, chill.
Just in case she has this baby, okay? So it turns out she's a little nervous. She's feeling a little nervous about the L.A. traffic. So their security team.
Beyonce gonna have a city shut down. She can't nobody be on the road.
Absolutely, shut the whole street down. she's been doing weekly trial trips to the Cedars Sinai. I guess that's the hospital's name.
She does trial runs to the hospital. That's
to get their game plan down pat. Okay, this is according to In Touch Weekly.
Beyonce is extra.
You gotta be ready. Okay,
she's extra though.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. She's In Touch Weekly says, quote, their security team conducted weekly trial runs to the hospital during various times of the day. They were so nervous about getting to the hospital on time that they even considered taking a helicopter, but Beyonce decided against it because she wasn't comfortable with the idea. She was happy just driving to the hospital with military precision, end quote. Sounds like my type of thing.
Yep. She got it, though.
I'm going to be drilling and whatever. My mama, my sisters, and my man. Let's go!
I'm probably getting everybody nervous.
Yeah,
too.
Probably so. I be running drills at 2 a.m. Because niggas, you got to be ready. Wake up! My husband's going to be mad.
He's going to be mad. He's going to be mad.
Wake up! Okay, so that has been... your no shape. All right. The moves.
The moves, more of their weekend.
Ooh. It's so many, I feel like.
Cam Chancellor's doing a lot for the community. He's having his community picnic at Town Point Park from 12 to 5. And that's Cam Chancellor. You know, he does his Bam Bams. His Cam Cares. Cam Chancellor, his foundation, Cam Cares. He does it every Memorial Day weekend. So the cookout he's having at Town Point Park, 12 to 5, and then his celebrity basketball game with tons of NFL players that you may know if you're familiar with NFL. So his celebrity basketball game is going to be at ODU at 7 p.m. So he's having a cookout and he's having a celeb b-ball game. I'll be at the celeb b-ball game, and then I know they're doing something at Broadway that night as well. So pretty much every Memorial Day weekend, and enough people know that that's Cam Chancellor's weekend, so he has all the...
Yep.
He has all the moves.
And also the moves is your event, okay? Yes, your event could have been broadcasted right here on this here segment, but you ain't hit us up. So if you have an event that you would like broadcasted or whatever, go ahead and let us know. Hit us up. It's not free. But we won't be head busting you, okay? Nah. We will be asking.
And I do see a lot of good things going on.
It's a lot of great things going on this weekend.
So we would love to get that out to you. But those people have to reach out to us. Yeah. So we can tell you.
Yeah, you have to reach out to us. And then we'll let you know, hey, can you get us in free? Do you want to do, some kind? We'll work something out.
We'll work something out.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you hit us up, beautyandthetrail@gmail.com. Who's hiring, sir?
I'm hiring. I know Broadway, they're opening back up. Broadway's hiring for waitresses, I saw. I do not know who to contact for that. When I find out,
I think you can do H-bands. He's one. H-bands and Craze Up.
Okay. So we'll send out their information on the Beauty and the Twill. Beauty and the Trill page, the contact information for Broadway waitresses. That's all I have for hiring this week. I don't think I got nothing for the fellas, but I'll probably have some different stuff for you guys next week.
Oh, and we skip right over Bump a Dump because ain't nothing to bump.
And we ain't had nothing to bump. We didn't have anything new.
It's been a rainy week. I've been bumping Getting On Take Care.
Okay.
And I forgot how much of a Drake fan I was before I was actually a Drake fan, which is
Take
weird.
Take Care is
classic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was like, okay.
It hasn't rained all week, so it is.
Yes, absolutely. I was like, all right.
Shot for Me is on there.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. Joint with Nicki. It's a lot of hits up there. So, yeah. Okay. Topic of the day. White people just don't get it. You want to start off with... What story that you want to tell? The Yes Jewel story. Can you put me up on game? What happened with her and that?
Oh, she had put the she made the shirt.
What shirt she made?
It was a shirt that said, I think it had nigga on it, and she was asking could she wear it or something like that.
Oh, the shirt the shirt debate about niggas ain't.
Wait, did she do something else?
I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about. Some shirt about niggas, and I think it had the word nigga on it, and then she asked could she could she wear this or something like that? And I think in her defense, she was, I don't know. She spun it like she was saying, she was trying to make it seem like, of course she wouldn't wear this shirt or something like that. Cause I think somebody had said that she could. And so she was asking for confirmation that she knew that she shouldn't, but she was asking anyway, I guess. I don't know, but
nice try, bitch.
Yeah. But yeah, that was, you know, happened a couple weeks ago. Of course, she got slandered all over the day, all over Twitter. And
then she made a video crying. Yeah, you saw.
Yeah, she made. What was it, Snapchat? Was it Instagram video or something like that?
It was something on a social media. But then she was crying. But did you see it?
No, I ain't see that shit.
Dang it, I ain't see it neither. Cause I really don't concern myself with the tears of the white people. Okay, cause who cares that you're crying?
Yeah,
my people been crying for years, centuries even. Okay, so. I will pull it up, but I don't care. Okay, yeah, I just wanted to know about that because I know that was one thing that you brought up when we was like, let's talk about this show. So white people, you know, I'm not a racist. However, white people are out of tune to me. They are spoiled people. If it doesn't affect them personally, then they have nothing to do with it. They are very naive. They're very ignorant. I believe that's by choice because the things that happen to black people, to Hispanic people, to Native American people that are actually happening today is being ignored. It's ignored, and they don't care. They don't care because it doesn't affect them. And when you try to put them on game and let them know, hey, this is what's going on, they're just like, okay, like, I don't know. I just don't like white people.
Yeah.
And I don't like white women. I'm going to tell you why. Go ahead.
And I'm a cape for the white folk a little bit. For some, I feel like for the, maybe like the younger white people that maybe have went to school with us to integrate with the blacks, they kind of know, you know, they know about what we go through. But I'm gonna say for like being in the workforce, like a lot of the middle-aged white people, like I've just grown to just not like none of them at all. Mm-hmm. Like we're just working around them and shit like that, and especially like the older white people, I still feel like that they're racist for real. Like they really don't like us. Like you can hear in a conversation and shit like that, like she's right, like they don't care, you know, everything is still our fault, the ghetto, you need to get off or whatever, and niggas don't understand that, like, the shit was set up for us to, and they don't really understand that. I don't know, for them, I guess it's just like, you make your own decisions, and you're poor because you're poor, which, I mean, in some cases, maybe, but like I said, the system really isn't designed for black people to
thrive,
and I don't really think, I guess they see it, they only really see it in their own little world, and then they'll look at a couple of black people who are doing well, and then be like, okay, well, you know,
they did it.
So why can't you type shit? And shit is just annoying for real.
Big facts. White women. Let's get into them.
Let's talk about them.
I don't like them because I don't like white women, and I'll tell you why.
They have a couple white broads that listen to us.
Well, hey, girl.
I don't like you.
I mean, I said what I said.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Entitlement. When I think of white women, I think of entitlement. I think of just that, entitlement. So I'm going to tell you a little story. I was in Atlanta. I was interviewing for this radio job. I didn't go through with it. Wah, wah. But hey, I'm still here with Beauty Neutral. Anyway, walking into God dang on Wendy's, and I see this white girl and this white man coming up behind me. So I leave the door, like I wait a little bit and I hold the door open for them. She's very white. They're a very white couple. So she just, you know, she kind of just walks past me. She kind of brushes me a little bit, but not really. Still talking to her white friend. Didn't say thank you, didn't say anything. It was pretty rude. Like she didn't even look at me. She didn't even like I'm supposed to be holding open the door for her. So I wait a little bit. And the kilo got the best of me, and I said, you're welcome, in the line. So she turns around, and she's just looking, and then I'm looking at her, and I was like, I held open the door for you. You could have said, thank you.
Yeah.
So she turns back around, whatever, and she seemed like she has a really, like, she's mad about something. So she said something to her white guy friend, and I was like, what? And so she... I guess she tells him, let's go. Let's just go. And then they leave.
Of course, you made her feel uncomfortable. You're probably being confrontational.
Yeah, she's being ghetto. Like, no, you need to say thank you. Just like when I'm walking in the stores, when them hoes taking up the whole entire aisle or the section and you trying to get past them, they don't say, excuse me. I don't think a white woman knows what excuse me is. They don't. They just... expect the world at their feet. They have this complex with them that it's my way or the
highway. I think white women don't like black women more because I really don't like if I hold the door open for a white lady, she probably says she'll probably say thank you.
Because she's like, thinking about the big cock in your pants.
I feel like it's more of a dynamic with white women and black women. They just...
And which is very, it's very ironic because them hoes be trying to be us.
Yeah.
And that goes into culture vultures. We already had that getting on episode. But white women be trying to be us. Even the white girls. I'm sounding so like Black Pantherish right now, but I don't even care. Even the white girls, you trying to twerk. Where that came from? Us. And you twerking to what? Hip hop. Okay. And you twerking on who? Black men. Okay. You want to be tan, bitch. You want to be brown?
True.
Darker and darker and darker. Okay. You want, your lips are non-existent. You want to get thicker lips. You want to get fuller lips. Okay, cool. You want to have a butt. I mean,
you want to be black.
You want to be black. You want to get cornrows. You want to have these big gold earrings. Like black girls, Hispanic girls, ghetto girls, we put y'all on. We put y'all on. We put y'all on to everything. But white people just don't get it. Even white boys. Even when you said the younger kids, they seem like they get it, but sometimes they just be.
I'm not gonna say that they get it, but they can somewhat understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like there are some conscious white people who do understand, of course, what we're going through. But like I said, you know, we're speaking for the majority here,
mm-hmm.
and just looking over like the past years and shit. Like, I don't really think shit has really changed.
No,
honestly, I feel like it maybe is getting worse. Honestly. Or it's just staying, you know, just staying. I guess regular.
Yeah, I agree. They don't get it. They just don't get it. It is this show on Netflix called Dear White People.
I think I heard about that.
I saw a little bit of like the first episode, and it's a little too extra. And I didn't really watch it long enough to get exactly the gist of it. But I heard it's pretty good as far as what the title is, Dear White People.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there are people. There are some white people who are down with the cause, and they don't try too hard. They just understand. They're not really understand the black struggle. They're willing to learn. They're sensitive to other people's struggles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, but like Trill said, it's the majority. We talking about the majority of you people, and you just don't get it. You just don't get it. Also, I went to HBCU. All my friends are black. I work at a HBCU.
Yeah, so I can see why that.
Yeah, I just don't interact with white people. It's a lot of them, I get uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of them at Waterside, if you've ever been out there.
Yeah. It's a lot of, yeah. Yeah.
And shit, closed early. I was talking to somebody yesterday. It was like the kitchens and shit around there closed at like 10 and shit. I'm like, I don't think they really want niggas out there.
They don't. Like, why you think they do that?
Like that shit like 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock? No food? Your kitchen closes at 10 o'clock. They making sure that niggas not out there.
They making sure. They want the white families to come in there during the day or whatever. They're cool with that. You're but right. Like when it gets dark, they know that's when, you know, niggas
come out.
Niggas come out and they shutting that shit down. That's crazy.
That's low key smart, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean low key smart, but
low key smart. Only because, and this is a whole nother different topic, but some black people can like ruin stuff.
They can.
I'm not gonna lie. They ruin things for the people who know how to act right.
Like sometimes I look at niggas acting like, I think it was some video. And some black dude talking some gang, he went into church and was just wilding in church.
Something. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, some niggas can't ruin it for everybody.
For everybody. Mm-hmm.
But just like some white people have ruined it for everybody.
But what have white people ruined? Let's
I mean, clear. Like, white people, as far as, like, white people being racist and shit, like, they ruined it for us thinking. So, I mean.
Yeah. You're right.
The game is the game.
The game is the game. Word. Okay, so that's that for white people just don't get it. You got any other things to say? So you like?
I mean, we can sit around and talk about this
forever.
Forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't marry a white girl. I probably would never. Maybe probably wouldn't bring one home.
You know what? I side eye black men, and I tweeted this. I side eye black men who enjoy white women.
That's a whole nother episode. Why? Though.
That is a whole nother episode.
That's the Jungle Fever episode that we'll get into.
Oh, okay. We ain't do that yet.
We ain't do that one yet.
Let's do it because I don't understand for what. But we'll get into that.
We will, because
I got... For what? All this thighs and brown skin over here, for what? But anyway, love who you love. Somebody got on me talking about, that's just hate spewing from...
No, but I got, like, my theories on that, too. And, yeah, that's going to be a...
Okay.
That'll be a good one.
I told him, just go love your white girls and go. Just go. Anyway, we do have a BNT letter. Dum-dum-dum-dum. Very quick. It says, hey, y'all, this message is kind of for Kilo because she's in a relationship and she's a woman. But Trill can chime in, too. I have a boyfriend, but sometimes I fantasize in great details about having sex with other people, both men and women. Is this normal?
I mean, I guess she got to ask. She said it's a question for Kilo. So
she said normal? You can chime in, though. She's trying to really get me in trouble. Like, I'm going
to
give
up. So is it normal for a person in a relationship to fantasize having sex with other people?
She said in great detail. Yeah.
Oh, she might just be a hoe and she just need to just live that life.
She might just need to live the whole life.
She might just.
Or she might just need to live the open relationship life. If he's down with it.
If he's down with it. She sounds like a freak, though. Or. A fun girl.
Ask your nigga if. If y'all get down with like that, dudes, though. He not gonna be down with it. Well, he might. I don't know what type of nigga she got. I don't know. If it's the niggas that I date, then no.
Yeah.
But
threesomes, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be.
She said fantasizes in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
And when is she doing this? When he's hitting it or her own time? It's a lot of questions that need to be had.
Right. I don't. I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't reach and say why he's hitting it. I don't know. Girl, you say is this normal? I mean, what is normal? If we're going
to
be,
I'm pretty sure there's other people that happens to other people.
You know what I mean?
There ain't nothing new under the sun, so I'm pretty sure that somebody can relate.
Nothing's new under the sun. Somebody can relate, like Trill is saying. So, I mean, is it normal for me? No. When I fantasize about nasty things, it's with my the last person I did those things with, which happened to be my man. But girl, yeah. Like Trill saying, ask him if he's cool with a threesome. Invite the girls in, and or a foursome, or a fivesome. Live the life that you want to live. If you want to be a hoe, you want to break up with your man and be a hoe, live that whole life. If you want to keep your man and be an open relationship, talk to him about it. Live your best life. And enjoy, beloved. Yeah? Do you agree with that advice? Yeah. Okay, so if your shorty came up to you and was like, yo, I want some girls in here.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
I bet. Look at you. You know, I'm happy.
I don't even know if I want to settle down. I feel like she might be too wild. You know, I need me a nice.
A nice, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, we got some fun with that for a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay. So, yeah, that has been another episode of Beauty and the Trill. Quick one today.
Yeah, we get them in and get them out.
Get them in and get them the fuck out.
Everybody enjoy your holiday weekend. Please be safe out here. You know, the boys, I already see the boys lurking already.
The boys
are going to be out there.
They ready.
I was coming up the ramp down the end, like a boy sitting in the opposite direction, like sitting on the ramp. I'm like, and I was kind of sort of speeding a little bit, but not really.
Nigga, like, it's only Wednesday.
And it wasn't and it was an unmarked car. I mean he was ready. He was ready.
I'm, like, I'm getting him in early.
I mean, I gotta hand it to him. Because he was in, like, how the fuck did he even get to that? Because if you on the opposite side, that means you had to, I don't even know how he got to where innovative. He was. But he was there, lights off.
Ready.
So yeah, y'all be safe out here. Don't want nobody catching no charges or nothing for no dumb shit.
Word. And shout out to everybody who supports us. Don't forget to get us those sponsorships and those BNT letters. BeautyandTheTrill@gmail.com. Follow us @BeautyandTrill on Twitter. We holla.
We'll holla y'all next week.